Friday's market moves were somewhat perplexing. We saw a massive wave of risk-on flow and broad-based U.S. dollar selling. There was nothing in the U.S. jobs report to have accounted for such intense moves. And if anything, the numbers continued to support the case for the Fed to keep with its hawkish, less investor-friendly approach. We did hear a lot about the market moving on the news around a China reopening, but at this stage, there's been no confirmation of such a decision, and it all feels like a lot more hype than anything else. At the moment, to give us a little better perspective, we're more focused on the weekly chart in the S&P 500 than anything else. So while we did see a nice bounce in risk assets on Friday, as reflected by the major U.S. equity index, we also saw an overall bearish performance last week, with stocks looking like they could be setting up to head back down towards a retest of the recent yearly low. So we need to see a break in the S&P 500 back above the November high at around 3920 to get us thinking there is a more meaningful risk-on recovery rally going on. Until then, we think that these rallies are more hype than anything else, and we would be on the lookout for another move to the downside and some more risk-off flow into the end of the year. Key standouts on Monday's calendar come from German industrial production, German Eurozone construction PMIs, U.S. consumer credit, and some Fed speak. That's all for now.